Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We went out and inspected the bridge that carries the southbound Interstate 190 over the boulevard in Niagara Falls, and we found that there was significant damage to the steel girders that was caused by that strike from the truck carrying the shipping container. It was the second time in recent months that the bridge was struck by a commercial vehicle, and this further damaged it. So as a result, we have it closed until further notice. We do have the Department of Transportation out there trying to expedite the design of a repair that will allow for the partial reopening of the bridge. We do not currently have a timeline on that, but we hope to soon. We met this morning. We have another follow-up meeting on Thursday. In the meantime, we have people out there examining the bridge, taking measurements. We're working with our structures team, and we are looking at ways to get that bridge up and functional for drivers again as soon as we possibly can, while ensuring that it's safe for everybody.
Do you know the extent of the damage and what the department is looking at here?
All we can say is that we found significant damage to the steel girders, to the point where we didn't feel comfortable having cars continue to drive over it until we were able to make a repair. So, you know, our engineers are taking a look at that. And as you might imagine, you know, bridges are complicated. So it takes a while to make sure that you diagnose it correctly and come up with the right plan. But we're trying to do that as quickly as possible.
Whatabouts did that other incident take place? And what can you tell us about what happened there?
The other incident happened over the summer. I can tell you that one of our inspectors, I believe, noticed some damage that was clearly from a bridge strike that was not reported, and they then reported and went out and checked it. We were able to keep the bridge open. In that case, we closed down a lane, I believe, and had been out there doing work on the bridge already when it was struck this time.
Obviously, this is the second time recently that this bridge was struck. Is there plans maybe along with the repairs to the bridge to maybe do something with the roadway there at any point to maybe make it a little lower so these commercial vehicles and whatever else can get onto that bridge safely and with plenty of space?
Well, I'll tell you that that bridge is well within the clearance that it's needed. It's not marked out there because it's over 14 feet. What we really need is for these trucking companies to follow the laws that they're supposed to be following. We have far too many bridge strikes across the state. And in many cases, it's because people driving the trucks are just not paying enough attention. That's something that we need to get the message out there, because obviously this is an important part of our infrastructure here in Western New York. People need to be able to use the I-190, and just a little extra attention can save a lot of people a lot of headaches.
Very good, Ryan. Anything else you want to add to our conversation on this topic that we didn't bring up?
we have been taking some steps to try to mitigate traffic. And I know that obviously it's going to take a little longer to go on 190 now than it normally would be. And some people are feeling those pains. We have two on-ramps to southbound I-190 closed at Whitmer Road and at the Porter Packard entrance. That's to basically try to keep traffic flowing on Niagara Falls Boulevard and having less traffic come on to that part of I-190 to sort of mitigate the congestion. We've also done a little adjusting of the signal timing at some of the intersections around there and around Niagara Falls Boulevard to try to keep traffic flowing. But we're doing the best we can. We're laser focused on getting this bridge back open, but we also have to make sure that it's safe for everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.